It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-June. Where has the time gone? It's been 4 months since sort of the beginning of the really significant issues, you know, with COVID. Last week, we had a great guest on, Myra Nikitas, who's the president of the New Hampshire Dental Hygiene Association, and she was able to explain the process that the dental community went through to get the reopening. So in New Hampshire, dentists for regular elective procedures were allowed to see patients on May 11th. In Maine, it was May 18th. And so I thought, since that was, of course, the dentist, that there are other professions that have similar type infection control requirements. So who better than Steve Coppola, Dr. Steve Coppola, who runs Coppola Physical Therapy, to join me this coming week, this weekend, to talk about how he's doing. So, Steve, thank you for joining me this weekend, June 13th, 14th. I know you're a busy guy because I see it in the spirit of transparency when I come dashing in from my rehab.
Absolutely. Hi, Tom. It's good to be with you again. And in this bit of chaos that surrounds us.
Great. But you've managed it well. And I, you know, seeing you in action, I thought, oh my God, I got to get Steve on the program. You're right here in Pleasant Street. So tell us a little bit. I do want to get right into how you're dealing so effectively with COVID-19. But tell us about your background. Your degree at Franklin Pierce, and everybody in your office seems to be a Franklin Pierce graduate.
Yeah. I mean, we have several doctors of physical therapy, including myself, from Franklin Pierce University. And, of course, I went to ULOL, you love it, University of Lowell for my bachelor's exercise physiology, master's in physical therapy, concentration in psychology that I probably use pretty frequently. And then obviously back in 2007, I went back and got my doctorates because everyone who worked for me, 73 employees, many of those being physical therapists, they were getting doctorates. So I felt like it was the right thing for me to do is go back and advance my degree as well. Yeah.
And it's quite a program. And as I think I mentioned this to you a couple of years ago. I got to speak at the graduation. This is pre-COVID, of course, and it was just great to see so many newly minted Steve Coppolas out there.
We hire several people from Franklin Pierce because of proximity. There's now, and I do some adjunct over at Franklin Pierce, but I've really now been doing a lot with Plymouth State University, who started a doctorate program, and their first graduating class was this year. They just graduated, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's a great field, and you know, hard to get into. So if you have a son or a daughter that's interested in the field, I would first, one of your colleagues who is working on my knee said, it was very important for her to first do some job shadowing to make sure that this was the field that she wanted. But once she was convinced, and then of course she applied, and you have to get in, and it's, you know, very rigorous program, but one I think filled with growth. Tell us about your offices. I think most everybody at the sound of my voice, know that you have an office on Pleasant Street, but tell us about your other offices.
Yeah, we have another one on Ferry Street. So two in Concord, one up in Tilton, one in Candia, one in Derry. We have one over in Farmington as well. So we have six overall. Going to CoppolaPT.com. You can see all the different locations that we have, and maybe another one to come in the next year or so. We're not going to say anything just yet, but it's looking promising. Things have just been held back or pulled back a little bit because of the COVID-19. During the COVID-19, we made the decision just to kind of regroup. We had closed all our practices except for our Pleasant Street office and our Tilton office, and we were doing telehealth which so many people were doing. And then we were treating post-op and people that were in acute pain just in our Pleasant Street and up in our Tilton office. So we regrouped, and we were probably one of the quickest to try to make some changes as new information was coming up. But immediately when we sensed the COVID was going on and we found out what was happening, we started doing temperature checks right away for staff and for patients alike. Someone walks in and we're waving a wand over your forehead. It's not the end-all be-all, but it is a first great initial screening to make sure that somebody doesn't have it over 100.0, which is what the CDC talks about at this point. It used to be 100.4. Make sure that they don't have a temperature, and ask them any of those questions if they have any symptoms, if they traveled to Boston or New York, etc. So before they go in and go into our clinic, we just want to be as safe as we can be with that screening. Of course, face masks. Where we're in the N95 face masks, and we ask people to wear some type of covering on their face, and we're wearing eye protection too, from our point of view, for all our staff. We're disinfecting and cleaning near constantly.
I can attest to the temperature wand with Diane. When I check in, I get that waved over my forehead, just like my wife does it, Ellen, every morning before I go to work, because we, as an employer as well, every day I need, because I'm coming into Concord. Most Delta Dental employees are working from home, but 30 to 40 are on campus, spaced out, of course, between two buildings. But I have to attest, that my temperature is, not 100 or whatever, below 100. And so I understand that, and she does that dutifully, I can tell you.
I wouldn't want to have to kick you out of our clinic.
Oh, no, please, God, no. And everybody was wearing a mask. So when I was just saying before, as the show was beginning, kind of the egg hit the fan, like, for me anyway, like it was like more or less March 16th, because March 12th and 13th in my life, we had basically regular board meetings. There were a few people that called in, but for the most part, everybody came. We actually had a dinner, at the Capone Conference Center, Marriott, the normal. So pretty much the 12th and 13th of March was sort of business as usual. It was just starting to hit because on the 11th, the NBA, canceled its season or postponed its season. So I think to me that was the first sort of boulder over my head. But this is, this is serious stuff. And then in the dental case, on roughly Monday, March 16th, the American Dental Association said dentists could only see patients for emergency. So if you think of it, here we are, June 13th, right? And so if my math is right, that's only like 3 months ago, which is pre-COVID. But doesn't it seem like 30 years ago, Steve?
Oh, it seems like forever ago. And, we've gone through just so many changes with increasing knowledge, and knowledge is power, and more minds have come to see how can we be safer, what can we do a little bit better. We've tweaked things here, opening up the windows there and putting a fan in here, and those are the small things that that add up to big changes. As we learn more about the disease or the virus itself. So absolutely.
And how about, and this is sort of inside baseball, but like you, I know you had to spend, and correctly so, a lot of time with your employees. And, I've been pretty transparent. We had to furlough 16% of our employees, obviously, with for 2 or 3 months, dentists only seeing emergency cases. The claim volume, the call volume was much lower, so we ended up furloughing, 16% of our employees, and required a lot of communication, doing that compassionately. And then, of course, I still stay in touch with them. So I've done, as of now, like 38 straight emails to all of my furloughed employees, 38 straight, meaning every day, every business day, and close to 70 for active employees, because so many of my active employees I now don't see, because they're not on the Concord campus. And so I'm learning how to, manage virtually. So how did you, You know, obviously you had to make some furloughs as well. How did that process work for you?
Yeah, we did it fairly quickly. You know, by Tuesday or Wednesday, we were sensing things were happening. Doctors, you know, the orthopedic centers, et cetera, were starting to close shop. And so we very quickly saw writing on the wall and furloughed and laid off. And we went from, honestly, 73 employees down to 7. So it was a huge, huge undertaking, obviously, of paperwork and, you know, trying to get people what they needed so that they could get what they needed from the state to maintain a financial income. You know, it was as you know,
yep,
it was a full-time,
well, yeah,
full-time job.
Yeah, it tugged on your heart, and also you had to...
Devastating.
Devastating with, from the heart perspective, meaning spiritually, and maybe even physically, but you also had to do all the proper paperwork.
Oh yeah.
As you said, so it took. If anything, I mean, none of us were any longer going to external events, but all of us were spending that much more time, you know, doing emails. So I think you did a great job. And then as things, you know, with the governor's reopening task force, slowly but surely, you know, and as mentioned in the dentist case, it was, you know, May 11th. So when were you officially allowed to reopen?
Well, we were never told to close. We are an essential worker. Of course, we wanted to regroup. So, as I said, 4 out of 6 of them, we did close and regrouped for about 4 to 5 weeks, maybe some of them 6 weeks, and before we opened back up in probably 3-4 weeks ago. So we were at 7 employees, and honestly, we've done a great job of being safe and being communicative, and we have, because we stayed open and we were doing telehealth and some people wanted to come in personally and we were going to people's homes, if people didn't want to come out to the clinic, I said, I'll come to your home. I just actually came from one. I just got out of the car from going to somebody's home who has diabetes and it didn't feel safe coming to the clinic yet. So, but we're
I
up
think
to...
That, you know, Steve, I think there's a TV show. You remember the TV shows, you know, where the doctor would show up at the person's home? I think there's a Dr. Coppolo MD TV show in the making, named after your long lost cousin Francis Ford Coppola.
Jack Klugman?
I don't know if it was Jack Klugman or I don't know, Marcus Welby MD.
Marcus Welby MD, yes.
There you go. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, the weekend of June 13th and 14th, and with me this weekend is Dr. Steve Coppola of Coppola Physical Therapy. And Steve, give us your website. I know we've generated some interest or will generate some interest. I want to make sure people know your locations and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, best way is to always look where our locations are at by going to our website, coppolapt.com, COPPOLAPT is in physicaltherapy.com. Some people say PT is in physical terrorist, but...
Oh, jeez.
But I know you don't feel that way, Tom.
No, well, I like when you aggressively treat me because I feel like I'm getting the best effort, and then I get the best effort out of myself. But give us that website and phone number again.
CoppolaPT.com, C-O-P-P as in Peter, O-L-A-P-T.com, and you can go and look at our locations. We have 2 in Concord, 1 on Pleasant Street, 1 at the Concord Center on 10 Ferry Street. We have a location in Candia, Tilton, Farmington, Derry, and hopefully in the next year we can be telling you about another one that we're opening.
Great. That's exciting. Very exciting. It's a tribute to, one, you and your team do great work in terms of physical therapy, but two, your strategic, you know, vision. So thank you for helping us somewhat occasionally disabled weekend warriors.
We've always felt like, you know, we're not owned by a hospital. We're independent. So we truly do need to be cutting edge at all times. And by being cutting edge so that people will come to us, not just because a doctor said, hey, go over here because, you know, we own that physical therapy place, or people are coming to us because
you're the best.
They've heard that we have it, and you know, well, I appreciate you saying.
No, I'm saying that because, and that's what I think when it comes to someone's body, you want to go to the best. Anytime, you know, we occasionally go months without talking, but when we do, whether it's because I'm injured or I'm thinking about you, you're always taking some new continuing education course.
We are.
Some new, and not toys. I mean, these are very instrumental to people's health. So tell us about this, for lack of a better term, what I call this portable diagnostic ultrasound.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it in and of itself isn't new, but diagnostic ultrasound has just become so advanced enough now that we can look at soft tissue and be able to see tears of muscles. And, you know, before they always, obviously they've used, ultrasound if you thought you had a blood clot behind your knee or what they call deep vein thrombosis or whatever. They would, you know, you'd go up to the hospital and they'd put an ultrasound on, and they still do. You know, when you're having a baby or your heart, you know, they use that ultrasound. Well, now there's a frequency and an intensity of an ultrasound that we can look at soft tissue structures. So, you know, it's great for us because we do trigger point dry needling, and I think I've talked about that in the past, where we find areas that of muscles and tendons that are either weak or aged, and we can kind of or have a trigger point. If it has a trigger point, we can go in and release the trigger point with an acupuncture needle. So this ultrasound really helps us visualize where that needle is going. But if we can also see that if there's a tendon that's partially torn or torn, you know, what good is it for you to come to us for physical therapy and you have a total tear of your rotator cuff, and we're treating you for a month or 2 months, and wasting, and I mean that, wasting your copay, your money, your visits that you only get so many per year for physical therapy, and you have a total tear, and we could have used those visits for after you had surgery, you know? So if we see something that's legitimately askew and needs some further diagnostics or needs to be seen a surgeon, we can look at it and say, hey, let's get you up to orthopedics now. Fix this now because it potentially won't get better. Or we can look at it, and again, we show you as we have done with you, say, hey, look, this is still intact. The tendon is still there. It's just swollen. It's, you know, all those things.
And then, of course, you have to break the news to me that I'm old.
There's something called tendinosis that's very common amongst
God, but you crushed me, Steve.
And that tendinosis means that sometimes our tendons, because we have used them and abused them with running and other activities.
You mean those 100 races a year for the last 10 years was
they
maybe
become a little, believe it or not, they become bigger, and you would think, well, bigger means stronger, but they become bigger, but they become a little bit less, they become more inept. They don't have a nice fibrillar pattern to them anymore. They kind of look darker. They're not as pretty as they used to be. Yeah. So yeah, when you do 100 races a year and stretch as little as you do, sure, absolutely, that's what happens.
So you don't want to reveal my secrets.
Yeah.
That I hate stretching because your teammate who's working on me quickly found that out even in my rehab. I was complaining.
And it's after me working on you.
Right. This is like you went for a 5-mile walk. Okay. You didn't stretch before. You didn't ice after. Okay. No wonder why you're sore. So anyway.
There's something to be said for stretching the whole muscle. And the reason why to stretch the whole muscle is so that you can use the whole muscle. You know, you have a full muscle. It brings you through your full range of motion if you have your muscle working, you know, correctly and as flexible as it can. If you just have a shortened muscle, now you're really putting yourself in the position of getting an injury. And that's because if you go beyond where that muscle is just shortened to, you're going to strain or pull that muscle, and you're going to continually tear it. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, you've made it clear. I've gone from denial to pre-contemplation. I'm not yet into contemplation and implementation. I'm just being honest with you, Steve. You know,
no, I appreciate the honesty.
I'm a slow learner, but you know your stuff, and I think that new tool that you have, this portable diagnostic ultrasound, really gives Steve and his team some tools so that if, oh my God, there is something huge in there that needs that you really need an MRI, that you know at that point, and then you'll get the MRI, but it can give you the more data you need to.
Here's the nice part about it, Tom. You walk in, and what it took me what 5 minutes, and I didn't need to send you to a hospital. You didn't need
Correct.
To pay another copay. You didn't need to be set up for it. You didn't need to be screened for it. It was point of care, right there, right where you were. Why we're doing physical therapy? I turn on the machine. Put the probe on the structure, and I can look and it can be helpful for you too to see. Correct? I mean,
exactly. It was well, and it's similar to our Previsor Health Rural Wellness Program. When a picture is worth a thousand words, and I think our hygienists have found that when you show a patient, you know, a picture, then they're willing to. Oh, okay, I understand. I got to do some more flossing. I've got to get that third cleaning in the calendar and things like that. So anyway, it's a great new tool. And just for the listening audience benefit, this isn't a toy. This is a very sophisticated instrument that required a plethora of continuing education and,
and
tutelage. So it's, you know, and Steve, you know, has made that effort, not only made the effort, but has engaged it. So tell us, you know, you briefly mentioned you were coming back from an in-home visit for someone that's at risk for COVID because they were diabetic. But you've also used two terms that I know in our conversations of at-home versus in-home PT. So give us a little lesson on that.
Yeah, let me be clear. You know, when somebody's in-home and they're doing in-home physical therapy, and let's just say that they're over the age of 65, just for this meeting, you have people that have Medicare. And people who have Medicare, they have two types of Medicare, Medicare Part A, and Medicare Part B. Medicare type Part A really helps them with their inpatient type of type of benefits, right? You're in the hospital, you've been admitted, their Medicare A kind of kicks in. They're at home and they need therapy at home because they can't leave the house because they're not capable of leaving the house. That is, again, a Medicare Part A. And so you end up with, you know, there are several in-home service physical therapist nurses that are out there, the VNA, I mean, Cornerstone, there's a plethora of them that are out there. But there is a gap between that and somebody who can leave the house. Being homebound, if you're homebound, you are now somebody who needs to have Medicare Part A. But if you're somebody who could actually leave the house, but you choose not to because it's very difficult to find a ride, you're not driving right now, you're just too busy, you know, for any of those reasons, we can come to your house and do what they call an off-site, onto in-home, but more at-home physical therapy. So we're not charging your Medicare Part A. We're charging your regular health insurance like it's a regular visit, whether it's Blue Cross, it's Harvard Pilgrim. We're going to come to your house. We're going to treat you as if you were in our clinic, but we're just going to do it in the comfort of your own home, and we will bring the equipment that we need to do that. And honestly, it works out really well for people, especially people who aren't quite ready to come because of COVID right now, or somebody doesn't have a vehicle, or it's very difficult for them to get a ride, or it takes a long time for them to get out of the house, or they have somebody that they have to care for at their house. I mean, there's so many different reasons why this has come to pass that we finally decided that there was a need that we needed to fill, and we're always looking to do that.
That's a great example of how Steve strategizes and innovates and does what's best for the patient. So in a way, we've come full circle. When Marcus Welby used to visit homes, and now you are. So let's
go on site. We go on site. There are companies as well that say,
exactly.
Listen, we have people that work here, and we have many of them, and some of them want to be screened. They want to have you look at their workstations. They need somebody to take a look. We're in manufacturing here. We would love it if you came twice a week or once a week and you either do a stretching program or screen people or actually treat patients. We have a private school, that has us go and treat patients at the school. So we will do what we call on-site physical therapy as well. Again, it's whatever it takes to try to deliver the services the best way that we can and the most economical for the people that are looking for it.
Yeah, it's terrific. Really, I commend you for what you're doing for the citizens of New Hampshire as individuals as well as, you know, employers. We've got about a minute left. Can you give me, if you can, in 30 seconds on the potential need for orthotics? I'm a runner. Running less these days, but give us 30 seconds on orthotics, and then let's close with all of your contact information again.
Yeah, so orthotics, so as you know, I'm now a runner. It's been almost 4
Congratulations.
Years.
Congratulations, yes.
You inspired me, and so I enjoy running, and a lot of what comes out is about orthotics, and not just for runners but for non-runners. But running in particular is the only time where you actually have one foot on the ground at the same time. When you're walking, you always have, you know, almost have 2 feet when you're having absorption. But when we're running, we slam down on just one foot, and many times our alignment gets off, or we don't absorb the impact very well because of the type of foot type that we have. So we end up with foot pain, plantar fasciitis, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, bursitis, low back pain. So there are times where just an off-the-shelf one might be able to work for mild things, but other people, if you're in pain and you're a runner or you walk and every time you walk you end up with pain, we have a semi-custom orthotic that's less than $100, much less than $100, that might be very, very, it's very economical. We do everything as economically as we can. Even our cash base is about $150 cheaper than most places. So those orthotics, we can get somebody into an orthotic heat molded for them, and they can walk out the same day and be feeling much better quicker. So just don't wait. Don't let it fester. Don't let it turn into some big tendonitis or
plantar fasciitis. Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Oh, that's awful.
It's horrendous.
That was a great explanation. How about for a runner who runs so slow now that he still has 2 feet on the ground at all times? That would be me right now. But anyway, give us so this was great. You know, obviously you've given us confidence that your team, you and your team, have the policies in place for the proper infection control regarding COVID-19, the new ultrasound tool, at home versus in home, and orthotics. Give us your contact information one last time.
www.coppolapt.com, and any of our locations, the phone number's there. I'm in the Concord office, 228-7500, or you can email me a question if you want, steve@coppolapt.com. As you know, I'm extremely responsive to emails.
He will answer my emails at 1 a.m. if I email him at midnight, so I know that to be true. So, although he's been telling me I should get more sleep. I've been doing better on that, but not quite. All right. So, Dr. Steve Coppola, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having me.